From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. It's been very unsettling in Zimbabwe as opposition figures, civil society, and religious groups make a push to oust longtime President Robert Mugabe.
Hopes of a speedy and smooth resolution in Zimbabwe appeared to fade Thursday, as civil society and religious groups urged Robert Mugabe to quickly step down after 37 years in power. He appeared to resist, and South Africa's president then dashed hopes of a quick final act, telling his parliament that it is too early to take any firm decision now. Mugabe hasn't been seen in public since being placed under house arrest by soldiers Tuesday night. Mediators sent by the South African government met at Mugabe's home Thursday and at State House. Analyst Knox Chitio of the Chatham House think tank, who is Zimbabwean, was in Harare when the military brought out its tanks Tuesday night. He says the longer the military is perceived to be in charge, the more unstable things will become.
The key issue is the time scale. The military will want these negotiations to be completed as quickly as possible. They want to have the president, or if it's acting president, in place as soon as possible.
Anita Powell, VOA News, Johannesburg.
U.S. law enforcement officials announced Thursday the arrest of nearly 300 members of MS-13, a violent gang the Trump administration has vowed to get rid of American streets. The arrests were made in recent weeks as part of a major anti-gang crackdown codenamed Operation Raging Bull. Led by U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, the operation swept up 214 MS-13 members in the United States and then 53 members in El Salvador, the gang's home base. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Russia said Thursday it has warned 9 United States government-funded news operations. They will probably be designated foreign agents under new legislation. VOA's Phil Alexio reporting.
The bill comes in response to U.S. demands that Russian state-funded RT TV register as a foreign agent. The Justice Ministry said Thursday it has notified the U.S. government-funded Voice of America and Radio Free Europe, Radio Liberty, along with its regional outlets, that they could be designated as foreign agents under the new law. The bill was endorsed by Russia's lower house on Wednesday, but needs to be approved by the upper house and signed by President Vladimir Putin to become law. Philip Alexio, VOA News.
The House of Representatives passed significant changes to the nation's tax code for the first time in 3 decades and by a comfortable vote margin, giving President Donald Trump and congressional Republicans a much-needed win after a year of legislative setbacks. House Speaker Paul Ryan said after the vote that this is nothing short of extraordinary.
Getting 227 members to agree on something as complicated. This country has not rewritten its tax code since 1986. The powers of the status quo in this town are so strong, yet 227 men and women of this Congress broke through that today.
Despite optimism
that is powerful.
Among House Republicans, the bill now faces a much tougher path to in the Senate. The version passed by the House will have to be reconciled with the version currently being debated in the Senate. It faces strong opposition from Democrats who call the bill a tax break for the wealthy. Democratic U.S. Senator Al Franken of Minnesota apologized and asked for an ethics investigation of his actions after a Los Angeles newscaster Thursday accused him of groping and aggressively kissing her in 2006, 2 years before he was elected. Franken said that in a statement, "I respect women. I don't respect men who don't. And the fact that my own actions have given people good reasons to doubt that makes me ashamed." Hours earlier, former TV host and Playboy model Leanne Tweeden said while traveling with Franken on a goodwill mission to entertain American troops in the Middle East that Franken kissed and groped her without her consent, and there's nothing funny about it. She said she and Franken, who was a popular television comedian and writer in 2006, were rehearsing a skit that called for him to kiss her. She said he aggressively stuck his tongue in her mouth. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.